Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, may I advance that our delegation would like to congratulate you for the assumption of the chair, and this delegation shows you its full support. I would like to seek clarification from the representative of the Resolution 1540 Committee on para 2 of the 1540 resolution, which he mentioned that it talks to aspects of enforcement. You see, Botswana as the state party previously or recently has crafted a legislature that deals with nuclear, biological, chemical, and radiological material. And it has been passed as an act of parliament. Initially, all these were done as sectorally or from different sectors. Now it has been passed as an act of parliament. And last year, the country was also involved in domesticating most of the aspects of these international conventions. And now, when it came to issues of enforcement, we were having a bit of a problem here and there, especially when it comes to punitive measures or the legal instrument, because we were wondering, these are serious issues. I mean, weapons of mass destruction are serious issues, and now I would like you to assist in shedding some light on how state parties can go about ensuring that enforcement of these instruments like BWC see the light of the day, and how, and are you in a position also to offer training related to enforcement aspects of this resolution to state parties, such that maybe the state parties can borrow something or learn something from that aspect from the highest level, insofar as the status of the Resolution 1540 Committee is. Thank you, Madam.